You know, I'm afraid we're living in a day and a time when men do not take the Word of God seriously. You'll hear people make statements against the Word of God or even against God or the existence of God, and yet they're looked upon as being intelligent people, and they're educated in the knowledge of this world, but yet not smart enough to realize that there is a supreme being. I heard a man talking on the radio this week, and our strongest telescope that we have is that Hubble telescope that's in space. And he said, to let you know the vastness of space, said if we went to the nearest star to us, and I forget how many light years that is, but if we went to that nearest star and had that Hubble telescope pointed back toward our solar system, said it would not even be able to see the Earth. And you look at all of the stars and everything that God created that's up there, and our telescope, that massive thing there in space, looking out across space, has not seen the edge of it yet. It's still, anytime they aim it at a spot, they see things that they didn't know was there before. And you and I, we think we know so much, but think of the intelligence of a God that created all of that. And then for you and I to think that we know something when we're such a speck of dust upon this little planet, Earth, that cannot be seen from even the nearest star, to look upon it, and yet God, wherever heaven is, out there, a man has never seen it with the telescope. We've never found out where it's at. But yet God is still mindful of us, and He created this and put us here. And to be mindful of us, if we could just realize how small we are, maybe we could see then how great God is when we read His Word and begin to understand that it's true. And He communicated that to man for you and I. And it's time that we realize that we're going to come face to face with that God one of these days. And you know, according to the Bible, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a just God. And when man comes before Him and realizes the power, I've seen people that was big, tough, strong men here in this life, and they come before a judge that all he could do was just lock them up for a few years. And they would tremble because of the fear of what he could do to them. No wonder God talked about people standing in fear upon that day when they realized then the awesome power of God. When they realized just how frail that they are. You and I to look upon the face of God on that day. It will be a terrible thing to realize just how weak we are. But to stand there and hear His Son say, Father, this one in mind, how could you keep from shouting? How could you not rejoice down across all of eternity with it? When you realize that all those years of praying and talking to God have become a reality that you can see for yourself. Though I know He's real, I know He exists. I long for the time when my eyes can behold Him. I felt His Spirit. I felt the touch of His hand. I've heard His voice so plain that I have looked, turned and looked, because it seemed like there ought to be somebody standing there talking. And yet there was nothing for me to see. But yet the communication was still there. That voice is able to speak. And you'll find the old prophet back in the Old Testament. When he went into the mountain and hid, and here come the wind, here come the earthquake, everything. But God was not in them. Then a small, still voice. You and I, God can get our attention if it takes shaking the earth or just speaking in that small, still voice. He can get through to it. Alright, in the first chapter, 1 Peter. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Not by the word of God. I'm sorry, let me read that again. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Then if you turn over into 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and read in the 13th verse, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Now today man cannot begin to understand the word of God through the education that they get here in this world. You know, I went to school, didn't let it do me as much good as I should have, but I learned to read a little bit. But when I began to read the word of the Lord, it was not the words on the page that gave me the understanding. It was the Spirit of God communicating to my soul and to my heart just how true these words were. You can read the Bible, and I read it every day, and yet all these years, it's not got boring to me. There are many other books that I've read, but once I read them, I'm not interested in picking them up again. Why? I've done read what it says. It don't hold my attention when I begin to read it. I remember what's going to happen, and I'm not interested anymore. But there's something different about the Word of God. I know what it says. I know what's going to be in the next chapter. I know what's going to be in the next verse. But I still read it, anticipating getting to it. Why? Because as you read it, there are points in there that you can read time and time and time again. And it just stares that spirit on the inside of it. I could never read about Mary Lord and Mrs. Elizabeth. And when she said, it was said to me, and they leave for joy. Every time I read that, I get a new blessing all over again. Was it the sound of Mary boy? No, it was before. God had been born yet, but he knew what was going to happen. He knew what was facing. He knew exactly what his job was. You and I today, and we all under the word of the Lord. God's got a job for us to do. But first of all, we've got to accept His word. Just as here in Thessalonians, as it was saying. Now listen close to this again. But as it is in truth. You and I, the Bible, man has done all they can to discredit it, but it's still the truth. They have not been able to prove it false. You'll take the Muslims. They condemn anybody that believes the Word of God. They look upon as a Christian, and that's already their enemy, because they say all their infidel. Why? Because we don't believe in their God. But their God was just a man. He wasn't anything. What will see us through unto heaven. And he said in his word, they'll persecute you, they'll put you to death, and think they're doing God's service. Did he mean his service? No. Of God they was worshiping, but not the true God. You and I today, do you realize that the world today is full of people that worships about everything but the true and living God? And even here in America, we've got people that is so deceptive in the way that they talk. I was listening to a talk show today on the radio, and they was talking on there about politicians that has found out about the way that, I guess you'd say, conservatives or the movement of being more conservative than what the liberals are is something that's catching on. And men, instead of going and speaking what they voted for, what they stood for, are turning around and telling people just exactly what that they think they want to hear so they can get elected. But then they go back and do just as they've done in the past. And you and I, a good way to see what a man is going to do in the future is look to see what he's done in the past, what he stood for in the past. That's why you and I, we can look at God's Word and we can say, that ain't true, that it doesn't change. God said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. You and I today, we might look at the Bible and say, oh, after all these many years, it must have changed so. But you know, you need to begin to pray and talk to God. You'll find out if you keep that communion between you and God and His Holy Spirit, you must feel firm to the Word of God. Be obedient unto it. Pick up those words and treasure, and if we will, we'll find that God still hears and answers and blesses in the hearts and lives of men and women today. God's not changed. I realize, and this is a shame, but I realize the Free Will Baptists, from what they were when I was a kid, I'm 61 years old, and my dad was a Free Will Baptist minister for 63 years. And from time I was a kid, the churches, the Free Will Baptist churches that Dad was associated with and several other denominations, they believed much different than the churches today. And they had the Spirit.
They would just shout the houses down about it. And the people accepted the word of God. Even the lost people, they accepted that God's word was true. They knew what God required. And they say, point blank, if anybody was trying to be a hypocrite and not live a Christian life, that old man would say that very thing. They don't want to really be a Christian. They don't want to play church. But today, you look around, the biggest majority of churches today, they're just playing at being Christian. They're so entangled with the things of the world. Even the free will bounded and not holding to the part of what that they used to. Back when I was a kid, the free will bounded stood on exactly what the word of God said. They made no excuses. They didn't try and duck and dodge. But today, we warn amen. That's in violation of the word of God. Tell them in their pulpit, the preacher is saying it's all right. Times have changed. God didn't. So how can we? And we need to go back to those old paths if we're going to see our children grow up to be spirit-filled men and women. We can't pass on something that we don't have. And it's time that the adults go back and find out just how true the Word of God is. Listen. He received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. You and I, we must believe that it is the true word of God before it's ever going to do anything for us. You know, you can take an ear of corn and you can shell every kernel off of that. And you can lay it up on a shelf, intended to plant it, and as long as it lays there on that shelf, it's just one kernel of corn for each one. It never multiplies, never grows, it never does anything. If you ever want to see it grow, you've got to put it into the earth. You've got to plant it. We need to go back and break up the foul ground within ourselves and start putting some seed down that it might grow, that we might bring forth. That's what's wrong today in our world. Nobody wants to accept the Word of God as being true. Why? Because it gets right down where we're living. God seen from the beginning all the way to the end. And He sent everything that we have in the Word today to see it through. We don't need a new revelation. We just need to go back and take that one that God has already seen. We don't need men out here to come up with a new way. God already prepared the way. Christ walked it before, and He wants you and I to follow it. And if we will, it'll end up where He is. But if we take any other path, we're going to be misled. It's time today to realize God's word is true. He didn't send it just to entertain or to be a laughing stock for men, but He sent it that we might a roadmap to heaven, a way that we can live, so we know what God required of us. And we'll know what we're going to have to give an account of when we stand before Him. You know, a very, very intelligent God figured all that we needed, figured out exactly what man needed to survive. You know, you look at the human body. We don't even have to go outside of that. You look at the human body. All of the wonders of it. And there's micro
organisms inside of us that helps in breaking down and digesting our food. And a God figured all that out. The nerve system, the blood, the arteries, the veins, how it carries it all to every cell of the body to keep life there. Carrying that oxygen. All of that God figured out. How we can take in food and get energy from it to grow. Take in, just think, a little baby starts off taking in milk, but it's growing and developing bones. As it grows, the diet changes, but it's still growing and developing bones. Why? Because God knew what we needed and He put it here for us to grow and become adults. He did the same thing in His Word. He knew what we needed to grow and become men and women for Him. But we first got to be willing to take it. If you, even as an adult, if you refuse to eat, it don't take long for you to die. I think they said you can do without food longer than you can without water. But you're only looking at on the outside 20-some days. You just quit eating, I think you'll die like 20, somewhere between 21 and 26 days. And yet, man, we go years without sitting down and really having a meal for God's Word, and we say we're still alive. We say that we're still all right. No. You and I, as we feast upon the Word of God, it's just a short time till we're spiritually dead. We may be walking around here, but spiritually we're dead. And God wants each and every one of us to be alive. And through and by His Word, we can be. Listen, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the Word which by the Gospel is preached unto you. You and I, if we'll go and sit and listen to the preached Word coming straight from the Gospel of God, we can grow thereby. We can receive just exactly what we need to overcome the things of this world. You know, you hear so many lies, so many distortions, so many things that's told to men and women today to deceive them, to get them to believe something that's not true so that whoever it is that's misleading you can get what they want. Isn't it strange? God come telling man the truth that he might get what he wanted. A people that would live for him, that would love him. A people that would give him honor and praise for that that he done. And man said, that's asking too much. God paid the price. He made it all possible. But yet man said, that's asking too much. You and I today, we need to come back to the Word of God and just say, yes, Lord, I believe it. I accept it. I desire to live by it. The Bible said, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Where is those today that's hungry and thirsting after the Word of the Lord? Where are those that say it and being the truth that say, I believe it? There's a lot of things I don't understand. What God was trying to communicate to me when I sat and read His Word, there's still mysteries in there that I don't know. But just because I don't know what He was talking about, that don't mean I don't believe it. I believe every word of it, and I'm waiting to the day God reveals that unto me that I don't quite see it. You and I today, that's the wonderful part about the Bible. It never gets so old that we can't learn something from it and grow in the sight of the Lord if we'll just let Him feed us and teach us the things that He requires of us. You know,
Paul, in his life, he never quit growing. He never quit learning. And he never lost that amazement at the workings of the Lord. You and I today, it still amazes me. I know I have seen a lot of babies in my lifetime, from just newborn up to they start running around talking. And I look at them, and I'm always amazed. When I see that first little newborn, and it starts wiggling its fingers and toes and looking up at you, it just amazes me. The plan that God set forth. How did He lay everything out? Started out with just Adam and Eve, and He told them what to do, how to do. Give them the instinct to multiply. You and I today, the world has come to the place where they think that's not necessary. We can take care of things other ways. But God give us a plan, and it's still the best one for man to live by. And that's for a man and a woman to marry and have children and to raise them in the fear of the Lord. To teach them God's way. From the time they're small, teach them about the things of the Lord. If we'll come back to that, we won't have to wonder, does God still live? Is God real? But we'll know beyond a shadow of any doubt, He is. You know, it may come to the time that somebody would come and put you to the test and say, can you say for sure that God really lives? And, you know, as I heard another man say this week, he said most people, if they would try for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict them. And he was talking about church people. And, you know, that's a sad commentary in it. If you're a born-again Christian, that should be the thing that everybody knows about you more than anything else. You might say, well, you know, my trade is a carpenter, a steel worker, or whatever. But that's just how you earn your living. What is your life? Are you a Christian? What are you really living for? You might earn your living, provide for your family, working some trade here. But no matter where you work, that job, they should see you first as a Christian. You know, I heard a statement just a few days ago, I think it was last week, where they was talking about young Christian people making up their mind to live together without the benefit of marriage for quite a while to find out if they were compatible. And I thought, when are people going to be honest enough to tell people that's sin, you're lost? When are people going to be honest enough to tell people when you're doing things that the Bible calls sin, you're not a Christian? They refer to the disciples and those back there Christian because they were Christ-like. They seen in them what they had seen in Christ when Christ was here. You and I, if we're entangled with the world's not seeing Christ in us. He said, come out from the world. Be ye a separated people. That's when somebody will see Christ in us. If we do that, we can make a difference where we're at. While we get a song to sing, is there one that'll come? Is there one that'll come and pray tonight? God's Word is true. And we're going to give an account of just what we did with it. You know, that's what makes the Word of God so good. It's alive. It speaks to you. You know, you read any other book, all that's said is just what's on the page. But when you read the Word of the Lord, it says what's on the page and then it begins to speak to your heart and your mind to teach you
how God wants you to live, that you might come into compliance with that. You know, and if you've been born again, He gives you the strength to do it. That's why reading any other book, you don't get that strength to do it. No matter how good that it might be as far as instructing somebody on what to do, it don't give you that inner strength to do it. God's Word will. While we sing, will you come? Ahem.